Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Hey, Bob, our friends at Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchens have redone all their kitchen stores, and over the next 3 weeks, they're going to have grand reopenings at all of the stores. This past Thursday, on the 22nd, they had a grand opening at their Grand Rapids store. Everything's remodeled, all new displays, all new product in all of their stores. They are ship shape and ready to go, and we'll be talking about that with them here in the next week or two about the openings that are coming in. But really cool, and if you're looking to do any remodeling or you got a new home or you need kitchen and bath products, that's it's a great place. They got all the latest stuff. But anyway, I'm Jop, and he is Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. It is the smokiest show on the radio. And we appreciate you taking a little time to hang out with us because we're just a couple knuckleheads throwing our meat on the grill and trying to act like we've got hard buns.
Right. And some of that I have and parts of it are gone. So we'll have to deal with that. But you know what?
Life goes on. I hope it's the buns.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. Well, it's certainly great grilling weather. You're not going to sweat to death in the Great Lakes right now.
Right.
It's just beautiful days. Yesterday, I was at a golf outing at Carrier Great Lakes, is who I work for, and we had our annual golf outing at Timber Ridge Golf Course. It was 77 and sunny. Dude, it's the first time this year I've hit the ball, and I hit like a champ. Of course, I always play well when it's just a scramble because there's no pressure, and I'm a long hitter. If I hit it straight, I'm good. If I don't, who cares? You got somebody else with you.
Right.
But I hit the ball really well, and I'm thinking I should have been playing more this summer because I missed a whole summer again.
Yeah, I've been playing every week, and you know what? It's whatever. If you enjoy it, that's good. I don't play competitive anymore, and that's fine, right? I go to have fun. I drink a few beers. I play 9 holes of golf with guys I work with, and it's just a lot of fun.
We had a pool party last weekend. You came.
Yep, I was there.
And Saturday morning at 10:30, my wife says, Emily told me to remind you that you're doing barbecue. Now, this thing starts at 4. And I'm like, oh, that's this one. Because we had another party the next day, a shower for Maggie, baby shower. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I ran down to the big box store, grabbed a couple butts real quick. And I knew I had to escalate my game. So I used my pellet smoker, my Grilla, my Silverback, and I cut these butts in half so I could reduce the bulk. And I rubbed them all the way around, right? And I jacked up my temperature to 325.
Okay.
And I set those babies on there. I did 325 for about 4 hours. I wrapped them because they got up to, you know, 1.5 pretty quick. I wrapped them and cranked it up to 375, and by 4 o'clock, I was pulling some beautiful pulled pork. Lesson to this, if you have to speed up your game, you can do it.
When did you put
cut
them on?
Those things about 11 o'clock.
Okay, so you did it in five hours rather than 12. Right.
5 hours, you could not tell the difference. Actually, I think they were some of the best butts I ever did.
Do you have bark on them?
Because by cutting them in half, I had more bark.
Okay, right.
That's a chipper company.
Right.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. And the day turned out great. You showed up kind of late, but about perfect timing because all the kids were starting to wind down, and we had a lot of people there, mostly young folks. And
yeah, no, that's fine. I just
had
a busy day, too.
Because I needed one other geezer. My brother-in-law, Paul, was there. Paul, the plumber down in Jonesville.
Yep.
And he and I were... I had this beautiful bottle of scotch I'd been saving. It's something I bought per my brother's recommendation, and it was really pricey. Siciliano's ordered it for me, and it was really pricey. And so pricey, I won't drink it.
Right.
But he's my favorite brother-in-law, and it's like, okay, I'm going to get this out for him. I poured him a glass of that, and I got myself just a nice, I think it's called Rosebud Bourbon. It's a $24 bottle of bourbon, nothing pricey, but really nice. So I got myself a glass of that. We went and sat out back by the pool at the end and in the shade, and I got some cigars out, and it was just a fantastic place to relax with a nice glass of bourbon and scotch. This dude was lapping me. He's drinking the most expensive scotch I've ever bought.
Right. And well, it's what you bought it for, though, right?
He's lapping me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm feeling no pain at all, to the point to where I don't even want to get up and get him another one.
Right.
But I did.
Right.
And I did. And I did.
Well,
and he drained it.
There you are. Right. That's what you bought it for.
There was probably 2/3 of a bottle when we started.
Oh, so you had gotten into it.
Yeah, I had served it a couple times, but it was, you know, something I was really
right
sparse with, because, you know, I don't know. I don't like drinking expensive stuff like that for me.
Right. Well, it's a quality, not quantity equation there, and that's generally not how we roll.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, I have a question for you. I've not prepped you on this one, but later today, I'm catering a wedding for one of my Shartaki buddies.
Oh, yes.
Right? His son is getting married, and had the privilege of going down there and serving food for these guys.
Yep.
I have fresh green beans. And I said, how do you want those prepared, guys? And
oh, the asparagus is off?
No. It's with it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I'm going to grill the asparagus. That's easy. I'm bringing the tech down. We're going to do that. But the green beans, right? I got fresh green beans. And I said, well, how do you want those cooked? And they're neither of these guys are cooks. And I said, okay, mushy or crisp? We'll go like that. I'm thinking a green bean casserole with, you know, or
oh,
you
no, want, no,
well,
no,
I understand.
No.
Yeah. So they said crisp, because yeah. I didn't know how they like
right.
beans.
Right.
Right. I've got 30 pounds of beans because I got 120 people.
It's easy.
All right. But I have to get all my stuff off the smoker here, drive an hour, and go there. And I'm thinking that I got to cook the beans there. And
no.
I'm only going to have a grill with me, the tech.
You know, you're okay.
How would you prepare them?
You're okay. Use your aluminum pans.
Right.
Use some butter EVO from Old World Olive
Got
Company.
Got it, yep.
And drizzle them with butter. Make sure you spray those pans with some Pam before you do. Drizzle lots of that EVO. Put a blended salty pepper spice on it. And foil them. Throw them in your oven. And bring them up to the temperature you want. Throw them in your locker box. They won't continue cooking.
Okay, but
make them a little. Make them.
But
little
I'm going to leave the. I'm going to leave at noon to drive down there because it's
yep.
an hour drive. I got to serve at 5.
Yep.
So you're saying from 11 to 5, if I pull them out at 11, 11:30, because there's a lot of them. It's 30 pounds.
Put them in your Cambro with everything else.
Right, and they'll stay fine, and they'll be ready to eat.
Yes. Just do them in your oven though, so you can control that temperature perfectly and check them often. And you want to pull them a little earlier than you would serve them, because they'll. With all that heat in there, they will cook a little bit.
So I don't need any moisture in the bottom to, like, steam them?
No.
Are you covering them when you put them
yes,
in the oven?
Yes, you are. They've got moisture in them.
Okay. So we're gonna cover these things and cook them. What do you think? A half hour, 15 minutes at a 350 oven?
You're going to find out, but I'm going to say you're going to be 45 minutes.
Really? All that right. much?
You got a lot of them. You've got two big pans.
Right. Right.
And you have to do it that way because you can't take 4 big pans in a Cambro. That'll waste your whole Cambro on beans.
Right. Well, I'm borrowing yours, too. So
I'm bad you are.
Yeah. Right. And I got other coolers, right? Obviously, we have other coolers that we work with. But, that's the only one. It's weird. I got skinless boneless thighs. I got butts, mac and cheese, asparagus, you know, and these beans. And I've never done beans in bulk like this.
Here's the good news. It's a wedding.
Right.
Everybody's going to be having fun.
Right.
If they're a little bit overdone, as long as they're warm, nobody will care. I would saute up some almond slices in some garlic butter, and I would sprinkle those on at the last before you serve them.
Yeah. Yep. I can do that. Yep. Yeah. Very cool. Well, we blew through the first segment without talking about our beer of the week, so we'll start that on the next segment.
Oops.
With Siciliano's Market here and our beer of the week, we'll open with that. So coming up next, besides that, we're going to talk a little bit about some campfire beats. Stick with us. We'll be back. Heavy.